Chief Justice Taney and his associate judges require no eulogy, no vindication from me. They are endeared to the people of the United States by their eminent public services, venerated for their great learning, wisdom, and experience, and beloved for the spotless purity of their characters and their exemplary lives. The poisonous shafts of partisan malice will fall harmless at their feet, while their judicial decisions will stand in all future time, a proud monument to their greatness, the admiration of the good and wise, and a rebuke to the partisans of faction and lawless violence.
Frederick Douglass said this.
In one view, the slaveholders have a decided advantage over all opposition. They are organized, and yet were not at the pains of creating their organizations. The state governments, where the system of slavery exists, are complete slavery organizations. The church organization in those states are equally in the service of slavery, while the federal government, with its army and navy, from the chief magistracy in Washington to the Supreme Court, and thence to the chief marshalship at New York, is pledged to support, defend, and propagate the crying curse of human bondage.
In this country, the law is the will of the people, embodied and expressed according to the forms of the Constitution. The courts are the tribunals prescribed by the Constitution and created by the authority of the people to determine, expound, and enforce the law. Hence, whoever resists the final decision of the highest judicial tribunal aims a deadly blow at our whole republican system of government. A blow which, if successful, would place all our rights and liberties at the mercy of passion, anarchy, and violence.
Neither in the preamble nor in the body of the Constitution is there a single mention of the term slave or slaveholder, slave master or slave state. Neither is there any reference to the color or the physical peculiarities of any part of the people of the United States. We the people, not we the white people, not we the citizens or the legal voters, not we the privileged class, and excluding all other classes, but we the people. Not we the horses and cattle, but we the people, the men and women, the human inhabitants of the United States, do ordain and establish this Constitution. I ask then any man to read the Constitution and tell me where, if he can, in what particular that instrument affords the slightest sanction of slavery.